You're listening to the Living Well with Carol podcast featuring Carol Anglin, DFW's holistic wellness coach and recovery strategist. Your health is up to you. 1 million Americans die of heart disease and diabetes every year. About 93% of those deaths may have been prevented just by changing what was on their fork. What else can you prevent, avoid, or improve? Here's your host, Carol Anglin.
Hi, this is Carol with Living Well with Carol, and I'm excited to bring to you today Deborah Eller and Joanne Call. They are amazing women, and they have the business of Home Helpers of Southwest Collin County. So I'm excited for you to visit with them. And Deborah, would you tell me just a little bit about your business?
Well, I'm really excited to be here, first of all. Thank you. And with my sister, we own this business, Home Helpers of Southwest Collin County, which really means we have a territory of Plano and Allen and the Colony and parts of Richardson and Lucas, where we hire certified nursing assistants and we go into homes and take care of our seniors. What we do, the scope of our work, it's non-medical. So we go in, number one, companionship, because seniors are lonely, right?
Absolutely.
We take care of light housekeeping and feeding and the toileting and the showering and really the things that seniors need in their daily lives. We're there for them. And our CNAs, certified nursing assistants, of course, they have to be qualified first. Okay. But number one attribute that they must have is they must be heart motivated. They must love seniors. And so when you hire one of our CNAs, not only are you going to get great care, but you're going to get compassionate, respectful, loving care.
Sounds to me like y'all have really put a whole lot of thought in how important it is to care for our seniors. Tell me a little bit about what prompted y'all to begin a business like this.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a very emotional story for my sister and I. We're military brats, so we're a very close family. It's just my sister and I and our mom and dad, and we moved all over the country, and we always had each other. Okay, so to set the stage, we're very, very close. Well, when our father passed away, you know, our mother was married to him over 50 years. And there she was without her spouse. And my sister lived about 45 minutes away from her in Seattle, and I'm here in Texas. So it was a natural for my mom to move in with my sister. And little did we know, she had early stages of dementia before her father passed away. But once she moved in with Joanne, you saw the progression of multiple dementias. And Joanne couldn't take care of her anymore by herself. It was too much. And she's working, has a responsible position. And so we hired caregivers. First started with one, then we had to have two. And then it became too much, even two. But what we learned from these caregivers is how much they loved our mother. And the caregivers became our family. And to this day, 4 years later, we're still in communication with them. They are family. Joanne is still getting them jobs in Seattle, you know, her recommendation, and we've hired one of them here. So it's more than just a caregiver coming into your home taking care of your senior. It's an extended family member, and that closeness stays with you the rest of your life.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for the sacrifice you as a family, a veteran family, did and incurred just to support our country. And thank you so much for your father's service in supporting the military. We really appreciate him a lot.
Well, thank you.
And I think that this is so exciting and so incredible of the care that you're taking with our seniors. This is so important and this is so empowering. And so many times our seniors get kind of left behind, right? And so tell me a little bit more about the services that you provide.
You know, fundamentally, we provide the caregivers to go in the home. We go in and do assessments to make sure that we see the senior citizen, we see the living environment, and then we make a match for hours that are needed, the type of skills that are needed. That's the one thing we do. But at Home Helpers, we also do something a little bit different. It's called Cared For, because you know, they like the care in the home, they like their caregivers, but they don't necessarily sometimes need them there all day. So we have this Cared For program where we do provide some hours of care, that we do put the eyes on the senior, make sure everything is going well. We also have the pendants, the fall pendants. And as you know, a senior falling is the first step to a downward spiral. So we try really hard, keep them upright, and our pendants help do that. We also do wellness calls. We have a great call center that will call at predetermined times during the day. How you doing? Have you taken your medicine yet? Tell me what you ate today. Is there anything you need? So we're in contact with them. And the other thing that we do is we do provide fresh chef prepared nutritious meals. So
that's incredible.
And you know, it's simple for them to use the microwave. A lot of our seniors, you know, they've had those stove knobs taken away, right? It gets to be a little bit of a fire hazard having them cook meals. So if we can, provide those great meals that they can microwave when they need to eat, it's another convenience for them. And, you know, the other thing about home helpers, which really is a differentiator, is we are in communication with our caregivers, all of our clients, on an ongoing basis. So it does give them that extra, you know, layer of security. And, you know, I think we've talked about this. We've even become, you know, before COVID, we would go to the doctor's appointments with some of our clients. And
that is powerful because everybody needs an advocate. And right now it's so hard. The masks are mandated. By the way, Minuteman Press, we all know Eric at Minuteman Press. He's awesome. He'll even print your mask with your logo for your business on them. So he's incredible. So if any of y'all are looking for some masks that you would like to have logo of your business placed on, you can give him a call at 469-294-0702. And I think that that's so hard at this point right now. How must these seniors be feeling when it's hard for their family members to come see them, let alone if they have to go to the hospital, they're all alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're used to you could be an advocate, maybe go in and talk to the doctors with them and be present with them. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, and you know, this is so unfortunate on so many levels. When you're looking at, we have this pandemic of COVID going on, and then we have this pandemic of, you know, this isolation that our seniors are feeling. So it's just so important that we are with them every step of the way, advocating for them. You know, even during this pandemic, we've been a little bit more bold, you know, trying to help our seniors as in any way possible, you know, that we can. And you know, going back to going to the doctor's appointments, even us, right? We go to doctor's appointments, we walk out of there, now what am I supposed to do?
So, right.
You know, we take for granted that our seniors are going to know and remember all this, but they don't. And they do need so much of that extra help. And we're so honored to be able to be in this business and provide that for them.
Awesome. Well, this is Carol with Living Well with Carol, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more from Carol after these messages. Don't forget to subscribe to the OBBM Network on Spotify or wherever you're listening to podcasts. Be right back. Who do you call for IT maintenance and solutions? Hey, I know a guy. Call 877-27-1-STOP. With One-Stop IT Solutions, your business is their number one priority, your first line of defense in this new cyber world, and with everything on your plate, they're also your peace of mind. Managed IT helps you keep more of your hard-earned dollars, makes everyday tasks easier, and reduces risks you probably aren't even aware of. When One-Stop IT Solutions is on the job, you can get back to business and focus on those new ideas you're thinking about with support necessary to get them done. Call 877-271-STOP for DFW IT help you can count on. That's 877-271-STOP. Call today, 877-271-STOP. Update your brand and let the world know you mean business. Minuteman Press serves Frisco and surrounding areas with print marketing, promotional products, and they'll even craft creative new brand elements that showcase your services in powerful ways. Call 460-294-0702 and get your promotion started today. Get your print on. Call 469-294-0702.
Good afternoon. This is Carol with Living Well with Carol. And today I have with me two sisters, Deborah Eller and Joanne Call, and their business is Home Helpers of Southwest Collin County. I am so excited to talk to them because as a person who really cares about nutrition, they have really brought this in a way to take care of our seniors. And so I was just speaking with Joanne, and she was telling me about how they make it accessible for seniors to get the proper nutrition that they need. Tell us a little bit more about that, Joanne.
Yes, through our Cared For program, we have a variety of menus for different types of diets that our clients can choose from. And we can provide all the meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks if they'd like. And we have them delivered. They are frozen, but they are fresh chef-prepared meals. So they are going to have the nutrition and the dietary needs depending on if they're diabetic, you know, if they have high blood pressure, what their some of their physical issues are, we can create the proper meals for them. You know, nutrition in our senior citizens is very different because as you age, you lose the appetite a little bit more. You need a little bit, help with the taste of the food because the taste does change. So we just try to make it something that will be appetizing to them so they do eat. We also meet with them and try to figure out ways that we can motivate them to drink water. We try to explain to them one of the most important things you can do to preserve your health as you're aging.
Absolutely.
Is to drink that water, hydration. And, you know, they forget, so we put fancy cups around the house and say, when you see the cup, take a sip, which even that's hard to, you know, sometimes get them to drink. But super important. You know, the lack of hydration does lead to mental issues. All of a sudden, your older adult is acting really weird. And the next thing you know, we'll tell them, we need a urinalysis here because most of the time it's a UTI. And that can lead to, you know, other very, you know, severe outcomes. So we do that. We also, you know, put our eye on their medications. What medications are they taking? And we, you know, gosh, we have some that started out with us taking 25 medications. And we have a dear pharmacist friend, and we tell them for free, she'll come in, she'll do an analysis, get in touch with your doctor, and let's reduce these medications. Because that's another thing that really affects our senior citizens.
That's incredible because many times these medications are, they're not needed. Some of them are, some of them aren't. And a lot of these medications will cause side effects and problems that could contribute to things that just make it so much harder for them to stay well and get everything in that they need, and it can even affect the absorption of nutrition. So that's really powerful. I definitely think hydration is important since we are made mostly of water. And I love the plan and the process and the thought that y'all have put in to not just make this a way to have a business that provides care for seniors, but you've really thought out what it takes to honor them and to hold them in a high, just in the reverence that they deserve as being our moms and our dads, and even a lot of them are veterans, and just holding a sacred place in society.
Oh, you know, a friend of ours told us something, and this is very true, that when a senior looks in the mirror, they're not looking at their 80-year-old self. They're looking at their 40-year-old self or their 50-year-old self. You know, they want to be respected and treated as they should be treated. And, you know, we've seen a lot now with COVID. It kind of exposed the underbelly of how we're caring for a lot of seniors in our country. So that's paramount for us.
I believe that. I have a really good friend that she went to visit her mom who happens to be in a care facility, and she was so brokenhearted because she couldn't get to go in and hug and see her mom. She actually had to talk to her through a closed window and just wave. And so I know that that's got to be a struggle. Not only do we want to keep these seniors safe at the same time, how do you think that that's affecting their emotional stability?
Well, we know what's going on. We even witnessed some of our people passing, right? Once they go into these homes of loneliness, of the social isolation. And you know, we are social beings. It doesn't matter how old we are, right? And, you know, and so that's why I think it's so important to age in place. Age in your home. Understand that you don't have to go to assisted living or a nursing home. You can have this care in the comfort, the security of your own home. And, you know, 90% of the people 65 and over say they want to age in their own home, and 80% feel they will die in their home. So they need to prepare for this, right? Mm-hmm. To make sure that they can stay in their own homes, because it does help the mental and the physical. The number of illnesses, viruses in nursing homes, in the millions, in the multi-millions in our country. And so you are, you know, safer at home. But Debbie and I also say this. We took care of our mom in the home as long as we possibly could. But we knew when all of a sudden with the caregivers and with me there that it became unsafe. And we did have to put her in a wonderful home near our house. So it is that continuation. And we also put our eyes on that. If we have clients that we'll tell their family members, it's time.
Okay. I'm going to make a note of that because I think that's so important. And again, I'm taking a note with Minuteman Press, a Frisco pen. And again, he is just incredible. He does all of my printing. He also does, he does all of y'all's printing. I love his business cards that he made for me. So remember him if you need anything like that. Again, Minuteman Press in Frisco. His number is 469-294-0702. So Joanne, you made the comment that people needed to start thinking about where they wanted to be ending up. So in just a few minutes, when we come back, I would like to discuss that further with you. Again, this is Living Well with Carol, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more from Carol after these messages. Don't forget to subscribe to the OBBM Network on Spotify or wherever you're listening to podcasts. Be right back.
Strong business has always been the clear economic indicator. Work Suites in Allen, Texas is just one of 18 locations in DFW and Houston that support your necessary transitions with full service and affordable workspaces for upgrading or downsizing your current workload. You need to be focused on growth. Trust the office experts and helpful staff at Work Suites to take care of everything else, from dedicated phone lines and internet to furnished executive and co-working spaces. The OBBM Network has tripled our business in the short months we've been with Work Suites and encourages you to step out boldly, make the tough decisions, and get back to work your way. Your nation depends on it. The OBBM Network acknowledges that this is a pivotal time in history, and it is clear the United States of America has been undermined by many of our elected officials for some time now. We want our local business audience to stand strong in the face of what we now understand, and to be empowered to grow our businesses on the local level beyond the limitations that have been imposed upon us. We believe it is in our national interest to inspire our communities through strong economic development and, additionally, to hold our elected officials accountable for accurate representation of we the people. For that reason, we encourage you to go to WeStandForFreedom.com to learn about the national Write Your Congressman organization that has been the trusted communication tool for local communities for over 60 years. Learn how your representatives are voting. Understand the laws and regulations under consideration on the state and federal level before they are enacted at the county and city levels. Communicate directly with these officials and stand up for yourself, for by doing so, you will protect the communities you serve from tyrannical rule and unconstitutional reforms. The OBBM Network is the premier voice for local business, and we take that responsibility seriously. The OBBM Network has everything you need to grow and transition your business for success on popular syndicated podcast networks, Roku and other video channels, and the OBBM Network app. We work for you, local business, and we've got your back.
This is Carol with Living Well with Carol, and I am here talking with Deborah Eller and Joanne Call with Home Helpers of Southwest of Collin County. Their story is just incredible of how they founded this company, how it's so near and dear to their heart. They really have a belief, and they designed a program and a business around the care of giving seniors that honor that they deserve and that level of care that is honorable through nutrition, through through giving them a way to empower their brain. They're an advocate for them. They really keep an eye out on for everything. And we're going to finish up our discussion on what we were talking about a while ago of how do you know when your parent is at a point where we need to call in someone to start helping and assisting them?
You know, that's a very good question because most people wait until there is an emergency. And that's, you know, that's when you're not thinking clearly. That's where you're making decisions just based on this emergent situation. If you have an older adult or if you're older yourself, I would highly recommend talking to some folks, talking to companies like Home Helpers, and just learning a little bit more. It's always good to have this in your back pocket for that one day that all of a sudden it's like, I can't really make my bed anymore, right? I'm having a hard time cleaning the shower, you know? And especially here with COVID, we have a whole plan around doing the errands for people, going and doing the grocery shopping, picking up the medications, all of these things to keep them safe at home. But at the same time, if we have the caregiver going there and doing these things for them, they have that human-to-human interaction, right? So they're not totally isolated. You have somebody else that's coming in and giving them that that stimulation of human interaction.
Well, you touched on something that was really interesting. You made the comment, are people prepared or have they even thought about being able to live at home throughout as they're aging? Tell me more about that. What would people need to do to prepare for that?
Well, you know, at the front end is have the insurance, have the long-term care insurance, have the finances in order, right? That's the number one thing so that you can stay at home. There is a beauty of our clients that do have the long-term care insurance. They are a little bit more at ease because they can have more hours of people coming in. But it is preparing for it financially. And then after that, we can help even prepare the home. We come in and do a 96-point, you know, safety inspection in the homes and make advice, give them suggestions so that their home is a safe place for them once that time comes. And, you know, I just go back to we just need to keep our loved ones upright, not falling. So, you know, we engage them too in balance exercises, core exercises, things that will strengthen them to keep them.
Perception.
Absolutely.
I think one of the most important things as a health and wellness professional is people to think about their nutrition and about their health before that they have a problem. Mm-hmm. You can take care of your health now or you will have to make time for illness later. Right? And so right now, whatever age you're at, starting to take care of your body nutritionally and physically and keeping your mind sharp, that's going to make a huge difference as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it goes back to these medications, right? So if you have high blood pressure, you have COPD, you have diabetes, you have, you know, AFib, you have a pill for each of these. Well, once again, that leads to that little not feeling right, that dizziness. So, 100% is take care of yourself today. So down the road, it's going to be easier to be taking care of yourself. Absolutely.
Well, I am so grateful that y'all have come up with a plan to honor these seniors and to help them stay home and in place. I can only imagine the benefit of a senior being at home right now taken care of than a senior being in a facility where they're not allowed to see their family and maybe the only thing they see is a mask. Because that would really decrease socialization. Mm-hmm. And people need to see your face. That a lot of these older people will read lips probably over maybe being able to hear. Mm-hmm. Tell me something wonderful. Tell me a success story that you've experienced. Just one.
Golly. You know, sometimes, and that's a good question, but I go back to even if somebody calls us, you know, we don't take Medicaid, right? And somebody will call us, do you take Medicaid? And we don't just say no. We say, you know, tell us a little bit what you're going through, right? Mm. And they'll tell us what they're going through. And we don't just say, okay, well, good luck. You know, we tell them, we want to help you. You know, here's some suggestions for what you're going through now. Even though my company can't help you, We want to be there for you. And so, you know, this goes, you know, full circle back to my sister and I started this business as a tribute to our mother, a tribute to these great caregivers. And I think if you're in it for the right reasons, for those reasons, you're going to want to help as many people as possible. We've been there. We've lived through this. And, you know, unless you've experienced it, you don't know what you're doing, right? And so, and that's you know, we live by that. Is we want to help as many people as possible, you know, impart what we've learned, our knowledge, our training in this business, and just help people age with dignity, like you say, mm-hmm. and happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It can make all the difference in the world if just you know that your parent or parents are well taken care of and provided for, that you have that help, and that you know that they are just being treated with kindness. So I would like to leave y'all thinking about this. So what do you want your aging parent or parents to need? What will they need as they grow older? How do you want to care for them or your grandmother? So lean on the experts like these two wonderful ladies that have a passion for helping you and your loved ones age with dignity and honor. Again, this is Carol with Living Well with Carol. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
really
you for
enjoyed
being
it.
Here, ladies. Y'all did awesome.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Living Well with Carol podcast featuring DFW's holistic wellness coach, Carol Anglin. Go to livingwellwithcarol.com to discover how you can work with Carol too. The Living Well with Carol podcast is produced by Offbeat Business Media, LLC for the OBBM Network, found on Spotify, Apple, iHeart, and wherever you enjoy podcasts. Unauthorized use of the Living Well with Carol podcast or any OBBM Network brands or media without permission is expressly prohibited. Contact 214-714-0495 for permissions and programming information.